What other clinical research trials are you putting patients on?
We are currently enrolling patients in a pamatumumab study, which is a first-line FOLFOX plus or minus pamatumumab study, which is just underway. Pamatumumab being the next-in-line EGF receptor antagonist.
What's your take on pamatumumab and where you think it's heading?
So pamatumumab, as I said, is next in line in the EGFR antagonist story. It looks, from the data that I've seen, it looks very much like it will be very similar to cetuximab in terms of efficacy parameters. But it does have some advantages. Because it's fully humanized, you don't have the same instance of allergic and anaphylactic reactions, which can be a real problem with cetuximab. Just anecdotally, the very first patient that we treated with cetuximab, an anaphylactic reaction, which of course puts everyone off, you know, using the drug. If you see that just once, that's enough to frighten everybody. Pamatumumab doesn't have that. It also has a different schedule of administration. It's every 2 weeks rather than every week, which has some advantages. I don't actually think that that in itself would be enough to change over from one drug to another drug. But when you add that into the business of having less anaphylactic reactions, then it might be enough. But clearly, pamatumumab is behind cetuximab, so it has to prove its efficacy just in the same way as any other drug. It looks like it has all the class effects, so it produces a rash just the same as cetuximab does. So it looks like it will be active, but it's how active and what the trade-off is in terms of side effects.